There's all kinds of testing going on in Flint to try to figure out what's happening in the drinking water system. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The state and the Environmental Protection Agency are each doing different kinds of tests. The EPA is about to launch a new kind of test. It's called a pipe rig. Mark Durno is an on-scene coordinator with the EPA. He says, imagine a cube that's 6 feet tall with a bunch of pipes running through it. They've hooked those up to test the water leaving the drinking water plant.
The pipe rig is a large apparatus that's tied into the effluent pipes coming from the drinking water treatment plant.
Durno says the city will dig up some lead service lines, and then the EPA will put some of those lines in the pipe rig to test them. Phosphates are added to the water to coat the inside of the pipes. That should eventually keep the pipes from corroding and keep lead out of the water. Durno says they'll use the pipe rig to see how well that protective layer is forming.
What the pipe rigs are established to do is actually give us real-time water quality data coming off the plant. So we'll be monitoring concentrations of phosphate in the water, and we'll evaluate how well the pipes are getting coated with this phosphate material.
He says the information they get from the tests will help them say when Flint's pipes are in better shape. Flint Mayor Karen Weaver wants to remove all of the city's lead service lines. That's expected to start later this week. But Durno says the EPA will still keep testing the water leaving the treatment plant.
We're working under the premise that there are service lines that are going to be in the ground for a long period of time. Now, if that changes and somehow funding is provided and work is accomplished to rapidly remove lead service lines, you know, that might change the game, but there's no guarantees.
He says he expects the testing to start in about 3 weeks. This is the Environment Report. The St. Clair River is on a list of toxic hotspots in Michigan. They're called areas of concern. The river is on this list because of a long history of industrial pollution, but people have been working to clean it up. In order to take the river off the list, there are a number of problems that have to be fixed. One of these is beach closings. Those can happen when untreated sewage gets into the river during storms. But officials say things are getting much better on that front. Patty Troy is a U.S. co-chair of the St. Clair River Area of Concern by National Public Advisory Council. Thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
First of all, why has the St. Clair River had an issue with beach closings?
Well, the main problem with beach closings has been because of the combined sewer overflows that have existed in this area. And combined sewer overflows, of course, are throughout the Great Lakes. When you have combined sewers, that means that the stormwater as well as the sewage is transported through those combined sewers to the wastewater treatment plant. And that works fine during periods of low flow, but during periods of very high flow, during a very heavy rain event, that means that the carrying capacity of the pipes can't transport at all to the wastewater treatment plant. So some of the combined wastes, the stormwater and the sewage, overflows out from these points directly into the waterway.
And you can end up with E. coli on the beaches that way.
Absolutely.
What's been done to fix the problem?
In 1991, there were a total of 49 combined sewer overflow outfalls on the St. Clair River and tributaries. Today, there is one on the Black River, which is a tributary to the St. Clair. So that's a tremendous amount of improvement.
Patty Troy is a U.S. co-chair of the St. Clair River Area of Concern by National Public Advisory Council. Thank you very much.
You're entirely welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Troy says there's more cleanup left to do to get the St. Clair River off the areas of concern list. She thinks that can be wrapped up in the next year or so on the U.S. side, but she says Canada will need a few more years to clean up things on its side of the river. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.